Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Well, John Lendorf, this week on Radio Nibbles, we have a lot to catch up with on local food news.
For one thing, the fabulous Ras Casa's Ethiopian restaurant, which is now in Lafayette, as well as Boulder at the Broker Inn, opened 30 years ago. I still remember because it was in a roadside, it was like a roadside diner at the El Dorado Springs exit on 93 south of Boulder, in the middle of nowhere, and you walk in, and there's, you know, Sahay and feeding people Ethiopian food. It was the coolest thing going. And she has continued to feed Boulder ever since.
And she has persevered through some difficult relocations, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lafayette's getting cool. Right next door to Ras Casa's, a new distillery is opening soon, called 12 Point Distillery.
And other new restaurant openings?
I am so excited to tell you, Sam, that Taco Bell Cantina has opened at 1155 13th Street. I believe the building used to hold Kinsley & Company, a dignified men's clothing store. And
What's the difference between a Taco Bell Cantina and a Taco Bell? Is it the same thing? Or they just put Cantina on there to make it sound better?
Well, they did this because it's clearly up on the hill there were not enough Taco Tuesday options. A Taco Bell Cantina is distinguished from others because, well, it serves beer. But because they want to stay open until 3 a.m., they can't serve beer. So this one won't. Also, don't go to the drive-up window. There isn't one.
And what's the best thing you've tasted recently?
I went out for a holiday beverage at Mad Rabbit Distillery. Have you been there?
I have not.
It's in Westminster, down Wadsworth. It's a cool place, yet another distillery tucked away in an office or industrial complex, and they make bourbon. They make very good bourbon. It's called Brave Zulu Bourbon. I sampled that, and they had some wonderful tasting plates of charcuterie and vegetables, bread, crackers, and jams and things, and it was really quite lovely. They also make gin and vodka because, if you don't know, really, they're all the same. They're just flavored differently.
You can serve those clear spirits right out of the still, basically, and of course the bourbon has to age.
Yeah. Exactly.
So a Mad Rabbit Distillery in Westminster, okay. John is collecting your memories of 40 years of KGNU food moments. You can send them to him via radionibbles@kgnu.org. All these programs, Radio Nibbles, are archived on the KGNU website, and we'll see you next week, sir.
Absolutely. Bon appetit, everyone.
Pasta for Zula, Tallulah. Do have a bagel, finagle. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.